For the past few years, former television producer David Gilboa's life has been undergoing trials of his own, though not of the scientific kind. He lost his TV job a couple of years ago. Since then, he's been learning to cope with homelessness and life in a shelter. David Gilboa has also been writing a series of essays for Day to Day about his efforts to get his life back. Here's the latest.
I'm in the process of getting branded, like Coke or Kleenex. I sit before a group of fellow communications professionals, and they coach me on how to best present myself as a unique marketable commodity. With their help, I hone a personal message about myself that is clear, concise, compelling, and most importantly, memorable. A brand that is uniquely me, that I can sell to potential employers. The group is called Masterminds, and we meet with our leader, Richard, every Thursday. We're all, for the most part, unemployed, and for the most part, older. We take turns offering our insights and critiques of each other. It's free, and so far has been worth a fortune in understanding for each of us. We get to know ourselves and our message better, how to present ourselves to others to best effect, and what packaging is likely to land us a paying job. Richard is using these sessions to start and build a business, offering this service to corporate executives. He's calling it Executive Branding Associates. I've learned from this that I'm a storyteller, that potential clients can count on me as a journalist to get the story they expect, on time and on budget. But they can also count on me to exceed their expectations. I'm not content until I've searched for and found the larger story, the metaphor that makes it more meaningful. You could call my brand discovery journalism, finding the story that few others are telling. That's unique nowadays when most news reporters travel with the pack, falling all over each other to follow the one big story of the day. I'm also unique because I have the wisdom that comes with age and the skills that come with experience. But in today's world, being around for a long time can mean being around for too long. Young hiring managers can be a little short-sighted. So we're all here at Masterminds trying to summarize why we're the best for the job. Well, because we're up to the challenges. We have passion for the possibilities. We aren't set in our ways. We've traveled these roads before and usually know the right way to go. But each of us here, in some way, has to let go of our past, stop relying on the depth of our resume, and find a way to reinvent ourselves, adopt a new identity that shows these youngins that our minds are open and flexible and creatively valuable, to show the powers to be that we are indeed masterminds. I'm David Gilboa, Such is Life.
David Gilboa comes to us through member station KUOW in Seattle. You can hear his story series, Such is Life, at our website, npr.org. The final episode will air next week on Christmas Day. We're glad to say it has a happy ending. This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.